If you were a couch potato in the 1970s, or the 80s or 90s or this decade for that matter, you've heard the music of Benny Golson. He wrote for the TV shows MASH and Mission Impossible. That's his music. He even did a commercial for Liquid Plumber. Before he put down his tenor sax and went to Hollywood, though, Golson wrote and recorded some of the most memorable tunes in jazz, standards like Killer Joe and I Remember Clifford. Next, we'll hear Benny Golson in his own words. He was young and hungry in 1958. He'd played a stint with Dizzy Gillespie. And then one day, Golson told Art Blakey, another great musician, how to run his band.
I had the audacity to say to him, Art, you should be a millionaire the way you play the drums. He said, can you help me? Me, a greenhorn. Now, nobody knows him. I'm just coming to town. And then I can't believe what I said to him. I said, yes, if you do everything I tell you. He said, what do I do? I said, get a new band. So he asked me, well, who should we get? I said, there's a young trumpet player from Philadelphia. We played together with Dizzy Gillespie, because Dizzy's band had broken up then. I said, yeah, I think he's 19 now. He said, well, can he play? I said, he plays very well. He said, what's his name? I said, Lee Morgan. Then I told him, I said, Art, you're playing little ditties put together, and you're playing a drum solo at the end of the tunes like every other group. You've got to be different if you're going to be the leader. And then I said, but you've played everything there is except a march. And he looked at me and said, you've got to be kidding. Nobody plays a march in jazz unless you're going to a funeral in New Orleans. I said, no, I'm thinking about Grambling in the South. You know that black college? When they play a march, it's greasy and funky, and it's got soul, that kind of a march. He said, Golson, that's what he used to call me, Golson, it'll never work. Bobby Timmons played piano. When we'd finish a tune, and before I'd make an announcement on the mic, he'd play this little lick or something. And he kept doing that, and I said, you know, that sounds like it could be a tune. He said, oh, that's nothing, that's just a little thing. I said, no, Bobby, finish that and put a bridge to it. I said, we're going to sit over here, you finish it. And he said, what do you think about this? And I said, no, that's not it. It doesn't go with the other part of the tune. He said, well, you write it. I said, no, I can't write it. It's your tune. You write it. So we went back about 15 minutes. He had this thing together, which he didn't think much of. He said, well, here it is. And he played it. I said, that's it. If you don't like something, you walk away from it. If you listen to a recording, you take the tone arm off, you push the button. If you're in a club, you walk out. But if it's you that you don't like, it's a little strange, you know. Going to Hollywood was easy because I did not like the way I was sounding. I did a lot of the Partridge Family, and for 3 years I did MASH.
We didn't expect any competition.
In fact, I thought I wouldn't play again because my interest now was in the writing. And then I got the itch. I hadn't played in 7 or 8 years. It was like getting over a stroke. You know, everything had gone. The armature is gone. Cobwebs in the brain. It took me 10 years to get comfortable again.
Okay. I could use a
piano's
okay. A little bit more bass.
The office called me. I was in Europe. And they said, we got a call from Steven Spielberg today. He wants to know, would you be interested in a small speaking role with Tom Hanks in his new film, The Terminal?
You are Benny Golson.
Yeah, yes, I am. Yeah.
And it was all predicated on this picture called Great Day in Harlem, with all these jazz musicians on it. This fellow, Tom Hanks, his father had been a jazz fan.
He was a great, great fan of your music.
Oh, jazz fan, fantastic.
And his father died. And he had all these autographs in this coffee can, and Catherine Zeta-Jones said to him,
What do you have in this can? You keep carrying this can around. Then he opened it, and he pulled out the picture. And he said, see these musicians? And then the camera zeroed in on me. My father got everybody's autograph except Benny Golson. And that's what it was about.
Would you sign your name, please?
Oh. Well, I tell you, can I do it a little later? We have to get started now. Just a minute.
Oh, I will wait.
Okay.
Killer Joe is Jane Jett, Jane Jett, those two chords. I remember when I was putting it together, I played those two chords all day long, and my wife was going crazy. I didn't know it. These two chords all day, and in my mind, I'm humming, trying to get a melody together, but playing these two chords. And when I finally got it together, I played it for her, and I said, what do you think about this? And she said, it'll never make it. It's too monotonous. She had to eat those words. I'm just a stitch in the fabric of this thing we lovingly call jazz, you know. But I feel honored that I'm a part of it. I love it.
That's composer and sax player Benny Golson. We heard from him as part of the series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.